ChicagoBears.com presents Roundtable. How do you feel about going into this new facility? Bears are often picked to debut new stadiums. And I don't know. The surface is the biggest story there, I guess, right now. So many times they've put new grass in. But just that whole environment of walking into what could be a firestorm.
Well, I'll tell you what, going to San Francisco, new stadium, you're going to look forward to having the new confines because the new stadiums, the new locker rooms are always so nice. And it gives you, puts you into a comfort because it was so aggravating going to the old locker room of the San Francisco Stadium that at least now you're going to be able to dress with a little bit of, you know, space and pride and just a way to get your mind right.
I remember the old place. Remember we were doing Game Night Live last time we were there a couple years ago, and there was a family of raccoons running all over the field. I mean, they had the run of the place, running right by Tom doing his stand-up. I mean, it was just I liked the tradition of the NFL, but that was one place that definitely needed to be raised, and I'm glad it's in the facility.
Absolutely, and when I think of Candlestick, I think about 8 straight losses by the Bears, none of them close, and I think about my Cubs losing the playoffs, so I'm glad it's gone.
But, you know, going into the stadium, there's no advantage other than the crowd is going to be on the side of the San Francisco 49ers. They don't have any advantage because they're so used to the playing surface or everything is perfect for them. That's not the case yet in San Francisco.
Well, I know this. Bear fans travel well. Hopefully they've pulled a few tickets. They'll be at the hotel when the Bears arrive, and they're arriving early. And that's a topic we should discuss here a little bit. First time since I've been a part of the organization that they've taken a day early trip west. There are some studies that explain why, and that's the path they're going to take. Mark Trestman decided to do that. What do you guys think of that?
You got to use your time wisely. If you go out there and you let the being out there be a distraction, I got to see some buddies, guy, I haven't seen this. You got to get worried about tickets, family. Then it becomes a distraction. This is a business trip. This is not a pleasure trip. It has nothing to do with going out there for a good time. You're going out there to have a winning
Larry,
time.
Larry, no trips to Napa for you. It's a couple of hours away from San Jose where the Bears will be staying.
I am going to go to In-N-Out Burger. There's one a mile and a half away from the hotel.
You'll be checking
really?
Out
you know,
Surf.
I've never
Either
been
have
there.
I.
Hey,
Let's
you'll be
it.
Checking out Surf. I know
Let's
you.
Do, you want,
yes.
to, you want to join us? In-N-Out Burger?
Some of us are trying to get better. I got work to do, and that's going to wrap up our first Bears Roundtable. We promise we're going to have guests in the future and lots of different topics. We won't just be breaking down each game week and previewing the next one, but this seemed pertinent. The San Francisco 49ers, a staunch opponent for the Bears as they hit the road to take on the Niners.
Twitter these two mules if you want to hear something, too.
Thank you to our guests, Tom Thayer and Larry Mayer. I'm Jeff Joniak from the Chicago Bears Network Studios here at Halisaw. Thanks for watching on ChicagoBears.com.
ChicagoBears.com presents Roundtable.